This show is produced by the Hartman Media Company. For more information and links to all our great podcasts, visit hartmanmedia.com.
Speakers, publishers, consultants, coaches, and info marketers unite. The Speaking of Wealth show is your roadmap to success and significance. Learn the latest tools, technologies, and tactics to get more bookings, sell more products, and attract more clients. If you're looking to increase your direct response sales, create a big-time personal brand, and become the go-to guru, the Speaking of Wealth show is for you. Here's your host, Jason Hartman.
Hey, it's my pleasure to welcome Eric Loftholm back to the show. He is a guy that I've known for many, many years, way back when he was starting his speaking career. He used to come in and do these great free presentations at one of my real estate offices in Southern California. He's here now, back on the show for the second time, and I'm looking forward to diving in and talking to him. He's an instructor for CEO Space and Networking University, author of The System, the proven three-step formula anyone can learn to get more leads, book more appointments, and make more sales. And also duplication, the key to creating freedom in your network marketing business. Eric, welcome. How are you?
Jason, I'm doing great, and I'm excited to be here and reconnect with you.
And giving our listeners a sense of geography, you're coming to us from Sacramento, California, correct?
Yeah, I live just outside of Sacramento in a little town called Rockland, California.
Fantastic. Near the state capital for the Socialist Republic of California. Where they make oppressive laws and pass oppressive tax and spending bills. But enough of that. Well, Eric, tell us what you're up to nowadays and how people can really just increase their income and their business with your system.
Well, one of the greatest factors in increasing income is making more money by selling. And the great news about selling is a learned skill. There are proven principles that anybody can apply on generating more leads, setting more appointments, closing more business. I've been teaching these principles for the last 17 years. I love empowering people to help them make more money. So that's what we've been doing for the last 17 years. We train people all over the world with web-based sales training programs, and so that's what we're up to.
Good stuff. Tell us about your angle on selling and how it is a learned skill and what your approach is versus some of the other approaches out there. Maybe let's look at some of the mistakes people are making and your solutions for them.
Yeah, I started off in sales 22 years ago. I was the bottom producer on a team of about 15 people. And at the end of my first year, I missed the quota 2 months in a row. So I was written up, was told you've got one more month to hit your quota or we're going to let you go. So I started looking for answers, and it was the first time that I ever took a real close look at getting professional training. And I met a gentleman named Dr. Donald Moyne. He's a world-renowned sales trainer. He taught me his system, and the next month I hit the quota by one sale applying the techniques that he taught me. And the following month, I became the top producer in my division. I did five times quota. So I went from worst to first in 60 days, and I've never looked back. I've gone on to do millions and millions of dollars in sales, and I got really passionate about professional training. And so my view on sales is this. If you take your sales presentation and you dissect it down into individual steps, think of a chain. A chain is as strong as its weakest link. And if you strengthen any link in the chain, it makes the chain more effective. So you look at sales process, you look at how you're generating leads. If you strengthen lead generation, it makes the overall process more effective. If you strengthen appointment setting, if you strengthen the sales process, closing, objection handling. So it's really about just breaking down the sales process, working on each step, and this will predictably increase anybody's sales results.
Mm-hmm. Okay, good. Just dissect that for us and break it down, and let's make sure we get into some action items for the audience. And, so they've got some hardcore takeaways, things that they can implement today. They can sell more starting now. It's amazing how you turned your career around so quickly.
Yeah, well, one of the principles I teach is called the Sales Mountain. It's an outline for delivering an effective presentation. In the metaphor, you're a mountain climbing guide. Your job is to lead and guide the prospect up the sales mountain into what I call the sweet spot. The sweet spot's where you're going to ask for the order. So the outline is this. It goes lead generation, appointment setting, trust and rapport, identify customer needs, share the benefits, close, objection handling, and then if the sale doesn't close, follow-up is on the right side of the sales mountain. And what that means is it's one of the five most important words in selling from my viewpoint, and that's the word sequencing. So here's a specific takeaway anybody on that's listening right now could use, and many of you are not doing this. And it's when you go in to deliver your presentation, create an outline of all the key points that you're going to cover in the order that you're going to cover them in. One of the things about highly successful people is preparation. And in my experience, Jason, most people go in and they deliver their presentation and they give very little time to the preparation. So I want to anticipate the objections before I go in. How am I going to respond? I want to know the specific stories that I'm going to tell, and we can go deeper on storytelling in a little bit if you want. I want to know the stories I'm going to tell. I want to know exactly how I'm going to close. I want to know the probing questions that I'm going to ask. And if you ask most people, do you know all that before you go in and deliver your presentation, the answer is no. And the implications of that, the cost of not preparing, it could knock down your close ratio 10%, possibly even more.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a big deal, no question about it. And I want to make sure you mentioned storytelling, so let's make sure we really spend a little bit of time on that, because I think that's it's an area I need some help in. I don't think I'm too good at the storytelling thing, you know, good at other parts of the process, but storytelling, not so much. I'd like to really improve at that.
Well, here's the thing about storytelling. So a lot of sales principles, they're easy, but they're not intuitive. So if you think of a bike lock, if I give you a bike lock and say, open the lock, without giving you the combination, it's virtually impossible. If I give you the combination, you'll open it the very first time, and you can open it every time thereafter. So my mentor, Dr. Moyne, he taught me about storytelling, and I had never strategically used stories in a sales presentation before. And what he explained to me, and he did a tremendous amount of research to come up with these conclusions that he came up with, he said, Eric, what you want to do is you want to go in strategically with your storytelling. Nothing sells like success. So let's say somebody's listening right now. They've been in business for 10 years, and they've got some fantastic successes of clients that they've helped. Well, go in and find those successes, script out how you're going to tell the story, and then strategically insert that story into the preparation of the presentation. And here's a little formula of how to successfully tell the story. Here's the problem that the prospect had. Here's the product that they bought. Here's the result that it produced. Here's the benefit of that result. So one of my—
Say that again. Just go over that one more time quickly.
Okay. And just so all of you know, this is huge, what I'm telling you guys, because I learned this 21 years ago. And I've used it in virtually every single presentation I've delivered over the last 21 years. When you learn an idea, this is the difference between motivation and skill building. Motivation, we need it ongoingly. Skill building, once I learn something and I have a skill, I have it for life. So this is the formula, and I learned this 21 years ago. I've used it virtually every presentation since. What's the problem that the prospect had before they worked with you? What's the product or service that they bought? What's the result that was produced? And then what's the benefit of the result? So you want to think about, who are you selling to? So if I'm selling to public speakers, that's one of my audiences. People that purchase my products and services are people that want to improve their sales skills. And so speakers want to get better at selling from the front of the room, as an example. So one of my clients is a woman named Arby Robinson, and she struggled with her selling before she met me. She had a resistance to sales. So her problem was, she wasn't very good at sales. She was uncomfortable selling. She was only making about $4,000 a month when we met. So that's her problem. She bought one of my protege programs. The result that it produced, it professionally trained her in sales. She let go of her resistance to selling. She learned exactly what to say from the front of the room to get somebody to buy from her. The result of that, her income jumped from about $4,000 a month to $15,000 to $20,000 a month. The skill set got transferred over to her. She has it for the rest of her life. The benefit of that is she became a homeowner, and she's now debt-free. So I don't teach people how to become homeowners, and I don't teach people to become debt-free, but that's the benefit of it. And people buy benefits, so we want to communicate what's the benefit of the result. So I've told the RV Robinson story hundreds of times, and anytime I speak to an individual one-on-one selling that's a public speaker or to an audience of public speakers, I will tell the RV Robinson story. That makes the presentation more persuasive. That's a very simple, specific idea anybody listening could apply, and that'll put money in your pocket.
Yeah, good. Good to know. Okay. What other things do you want people to know? You know, even a question I haven't asked you. I just definitely want actionable things, and you've given us some great ones so far. I like your example on the stories of how the benefit doesn't relate to RV, and I know RV also, public speaking per se, but it relates to the rest of life. So it's this outside benefit, and that's good. You cross a big bridge there, which, you know, a lot of those outside benefits are, you know, everybody has them in common. That's a great way to look at it.
Yeah, another thing that people really struggle with is just the whole idea of embracing sales. It's kind of interesting if you think about it, because revenue drives our business and sales drives revenue, yet in our culture there's a stigma to selling. So you've got these people that are heart-centered people, entrepreneurs, they want to go out and make a difference, and then at the same time, they have resistance to selling. So imagine, Jason, if you or I were trying to build a business and we had resistance to selling. It really puts up a big roadblock. And it's an imaginary thing because it's just a thought in the mind, but it's very real that holds people back from their financial potential.
Sure.
So here's a simple, practical takeaway for anybody listening. If you have any resistance to sales, we're going to apply the principle of auto-suggestion, and that's talked at length about in the book Think and Grow Rich. Change begins in language. So instead of living in the story of I'm uncomfortable with sales, I don't like sales, and saying language like that, which millions of people say every day that are in business and they're shooting themselves in the foot, say, this is my definition of selling. If you're taking notes, you guys can jot this down. Selling equals service. Sell from honesty, integrity, and compassion. Selling is about leading. Selling is about moving people to action. So that series, I think it's five lines there. What I would advise anybody listening that has resistance to selling, change begins in language. So stop saying, I'm not good at sales, I don't like to close. Forget all that, because that's not going to make you any money. Say, selling equals service, sell from honesty, integrity, and compassion. Selling is about leading. Selling is about moving people to action. And apply auto-suggestion, which means you say that affirmation, the series of them over and over and over and over and over and over and over again to burn that thought into the unconscious mind. And I've had clients who had resistance to selling that followed that exact step-by-step process that I just laid out, and it transformed them to let go of resistance to sales and embrace selling. The implications of that over the course of the next 10, 20, 30 years, for anybody listening, if you let go of resistance to sales and you embrace sales, that could be $100,000 to $1 million or more in your pocket and increase profits.
I would assume, though, Eric, that most people don't believe they have a resistance to sales. If you're in sales, it's unlikely that you believe you have a resistance to sales. And really, everybody's in sales, okay, in one form or another. The old saying, nothing happens until somebody sells something. Very important.
Yeah, absolutely. Everybody sells. But I think people know if they have resistance. If we have a room of 100 people, and I say, raise your hand if you have a little bit of resistance to sales, asking for the, or a lot of resistance. How many of you have some uncomfortableness with selling? It's usually 50% of the audience or more that will acknowledge, yes, that resonates with me. The people that, if they don't resonate with that, they're like, oh, I'm okay with sales. That's not the ones I'm talking about. It's the ones that are like, oh, I'm uncomfortable with it. And they're trying to grow a business without embracing sales. And it's just an uphill battle. And they've never had somebody like me explain to them, why don't you just change your thinking about it? And here's an alternate way to think about sales to then potentially create a breakthrough for them.
Uh-huh. Okay. Yeah, good. You've got a long background in this and a really great resume for it. I'd like to ask you about your time working with Tony Robbins a little bit, if I could. You talked about auto-suggestion, and it made me think of NLP, which Tony popularized, did not invent, but popularized. I just wanted to hear, you know, now that we're all this years, I mean, we're decades into the culture knowing largely what NLP or neuro-linguistic programming is, that phrase has been used so much, probably overused. What do you think about it today? And, you know, now that we're into 2015-16 era.
Yeah, well, let's go back into, you know, the 1930s and 40s and 50s with Napoleon Hill, and then, you know, eventually Tony Robbins, and, you know, there's various people out there that teach these principles, NLP. You know, think of it like this: the science of personal achievement. And what that means to me is anybody can choose a higher level of success by going out and learning principles that they're all already well documented. If you want to become wealthy, there's wealth principles out there. If you want to improve your health, there's health principles out there. The information is out there. I'm a college dropout, a former cook at McDonald's, and now I'm out doing pretty amazing things in the sales training space. I mean, I would argue I'm the top sales trainer of my generation. And yet my background was not that of success. It's really that there's principles that anybody can apply. Tony Robbins is a brilliant teacher of the principles. NLP is just, for me, another way of talking about the science of personal achievement, proven formulas that people can apply. My mentor, Dr. Moyne, came up in the NLP movement. He was actually a student with Richard Bandler at UC Santa Cruz. And his work, when I went from worst to first in sales in 60 days, that was all based on NLP sales techniques. And NLP, it's the study of human excellence. How do you duplicate excellence? And there's so much information out there for anybody that wants to get better, whether it's shows like what you've put together here, bringing on experts like myself to introduce people to these ideas. But I would just like to put out, for all of you listening, you can improve. It's a choice is really the bottom line. You can choose to increase your business results, your health, your wealth, whatever it is that you're up to in your life.
Okay. Yeah, good. Any NLP specific techniques that you want to share?
I'll say one about a specific sales technique that all of you can use. And it's so great for sales, and it's phenomenal with conflict resolution. The first step, if you want to influence somebody else, is trust and rapport. So when I go into a sales presentation, that's the number one thing on my outline point always. So I want to go in and I want to think, okay, how is it that I'm going to strategically going to build trust and rapport with this person? And so that's something I would say for all of you listening, every presentation for the rest of your life, very first thing you do, build trust and rapport. Where it comes in conflict resolution is that if you're having a conflict with an employee or with a family member or your ex-wife, or whatever the case may be, a lot of times we don't come in with trust and rapport because we're pissed off. So it's like, I'm angry, so I'm going to be angry. But the problem is I don't have influence with the other person. So I want to enter the world of the other person and view their experience from their perspective, build trust and rapport, especially if I'm in conflict. Now I've aligned with them, I've built rapport, I've listened to them. Seek first to understand, then be understood. One of the 7 habits of highly effective people from Stephen Covey, that most people don't understand that. But it's a game changer.
Oh, sure it is. Stephen Covey's work is brilliant. I mean, the late Stephen Covey, I love his work. I studied it intensely.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
And so this idea, especially in conflict resolution, is to get connected to this other person and build rapport with them. And there's a lot of work in NLP about different rapport building techniques, about mirroring and matching, physiology and speech rate and so forth. And you can go and Google NLP rapport skills and learn a lot about that. But the application of it, first step in the sales process or first step in conflict resolution, that'll make you a better communicator.
Good. Yeah. So seek first to understand, then to be understood. That is a game changer, no question about it. You know, recently I re-reviewed a book that I'd discovered maybe 20-something years ago, which is, you know, along the same note of what Stephen Covey's rule is. And it was, it's that famous little book, awesome book I recommend for everybody. It's called Love is Letting Go of Fear by Dr. Gerald Jampolsky. Just such a great book. And he talked about this example of people in a business deal that were attacking him, and they were just really just letting him have it. This was a very confrontational relationship. He says he took a step back and he thought, you know, why are these people doing this? Let's understand what they must be thinking and feeling. And they were just scared. They were scared that they would lose money, that the thing would go bad. And when he viewed it from their perspective and approached them that way, it just was a game changer, like you say. So it's hard to remember this in the heat of the moment, admittedly, at least for me. But, you know.
I had an interesting thing happen one time, Jason, where I was sued by somebody.
Uh-huh.
And I was married at the time, and when I got served, my wife, she just freaked out. Because, you know, you get served, and it's kind of scary if you're in a lawsuit. And I told her, I said, honey, everything is going to be okay. She, what are you talking about? We just got sued. What do you mean it's going to be okay? I said, I'm going to barter with them. I'm going to work out a barter arrangement, and the lawsuit's going to go away. She goes, what are you talking about? People don't barter when they're in a lawsuit. And I said, well, I have this feeling that that's what's going to happen. And so I approached them with this idea, and I said, look, you know how you guys are upset about this, and you sued me, and they agreed, yeah, yeah. Well, why don't we do this? Let me do this work for you, and I'll make good on this disagreement we were having. And they said yes. I could have approached it from, okay, now I got to dig my heels in and lawyer up and the whole thing, but I approached it in a different way. It was a very elegant solution, turn lemons into lemonade. And the thing about human beings is we respond in patterns. So if you have somebody that you get in an argument with, and like almost every time you talk to them, it doesn't go well, or you have periods of your time when you argue with this person, it's because something happens and we respond in a pattern. And so if we step back and realize there's all kinds of ways that I could respond other than anger or argument. And in this case, lawsuit, I did a barter, very creative strategy, and it solved it. And so I just want to plant the seed for all of you listening. The next argument you find yourself in, just know good possibility you're responding in a pattern. Try a different approach. The argument may disappear forever.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Really amazing. Good stuff. Well, Eric, give out your website. Tell people where they can find out more about you.
Couple ways. My main website, saleschampion.com, and a couple of other ways. I've got a great YouTube channel. We put new videos up all the time. So if you like this content, you'd like to watch some little short videos more along these lines, youtube.com/saleschampion, the number one. And then I'm also very active on Facebook. So facebook.com/my name, Eric Lofholm. Those are some ways to connect if you resonated with my message.
Excellent. Good advice. Eric, just one closing thought as we wrap it up.
I think the big idea for all of you is to know this. If you want to get better at selling, it's a learned skill. There are proven principles out there. Have nothing to do with your born skills. We all have our natural born skills, our gifting. But regardless of how persuasive you were born with, that skill set, you can all choose to improve your influence, your persuasiveness, your sales skills. There are principles out there, and I want to empower all of you just to know if you want to get better, it's available.
Excellent. Eric Lofholm, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks.
This show is produced by the Hartman Media Company, all rights reserved. For distribution or publication rights and media interviews, please visit www.hartmanmedia.com or email media@hartmanmedia.com. Nothing on this show should be considered specific personal or professional advice. Please consult an appropriate tax, legal, real estate, or business professional for individualized advice. Opinions of guests are their own, and the host is acting on behalf of Platinum Properties Investor Network, Inc., exclusively.